Dr. Pinsky dictating a state orthopedic disability exam on a female named Terry, T-E-R-R-I, Ellis, E-L-L-I-S. I have been provided with limited medical documentation in this matter. It primarily consists of a list of office visits she had with Dr. Bodin, B-O-D-I-N, beginning 4/16/21, period. List of diagnoses were pyogenic granuloma, common stiffness of a finger joint on the right hand, comma dog bite of the right hand, period. A more complete evaluation and report was done on 2/25/22, period. He noted she was almost 1 year out from the initial injury with dog bite, comma, pyogenic granuloma, comma, superlative flexor tendon sideroiditis, comma, etc. Period. She had undergone multiple procedures for this pathology and had made remarkable progress in therapy. Period. Her chief complaint now was inability to fully extend her right middle finger due to contracture at the scar in her palm and stiffness in the digit. Period. Her secondary complaint was inability to fully flex the digit. Period. She denied numbness and tingling. Period. She was taking Viberzi, comma, Prozac, comma, and Desiril. Period. Upon exam, there was a right hand longitudinal scar in the palm flexor zone 3 with contracture and associated MP contracture, semicolon, MP range of motion from 10 to 90 degrees, semicolon, adjacent digits hyperextended 20 degrees. Period. There were flexor tendon adhesions at FDS and FDP. Period. PIP active range of motion was 5 to 75 degrees. Comma, DIP active range of motion was 0 to 30 degrees. Period. Composite flexion was 4 centimeters from the distal palm of crease. Period. They discussed treatment options, including living with it, comma, therapy, comma, or additional surgery. Period. She evidently did not pursue further surgical interventions. Period. Next physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed scarring at the right middle finger, period. This ran from the mid-palm level up through at least the proximal interphalangeal joint, period. Sensation was diminished except for a small localized area on the radial side of the proximal finger, period. The scar actually was 3 centimeters in length and went from the mid-metacarpal to the proximal interphalangeal joint, period. Passive right long finger flexion at the MCP joint was to 30 degrees, and at the PIP joint was to 35 degrees. Period extension was 0 degrees. Period. These were all done passively. Period. Composite flexion of the right ring finger was 1/4 of an inch off the palm. Period. Passive composite flexion of the long finger was quite a distance off the palm. Period. She had decreased fine motor skills involving the involved right long finger, but this was otherwise intact. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Hands, wrists, elbows normal. Cervical normal. With rapid exchange grip, she had diminished and inconsistent strength, more so on the right than the left. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. Terry Ellis sustained a dog bite through her right long finger in April 2021. Period. She developed an infection and other complications. Period. She underwent a series of surgical procedures and occupational therapy. Period. Her diagnoses were listed under Dr. Bowden's notes to be reinserted here. Period. Next section, pertinent findings. She does have decreased range of motion about the right long finger. Period. She has decreased fine motor skills with that finger as well. Period. She is able to do laundry, shopping, showering, and dressing herself. Period. She's able to drive, but it questions whether she can do it safely. Period. She has given up gardening as a hobby and now does reading. Period. She does not wear any splints, braces, or supports, and takes no pain or anti-inflammatory medication. Period. New paragraph. Prognosis / functional status. Her prognosis is fair. Period. In light of the numerous surgeries she has already undergone, it is extremely unlikely that there would be significant improvement in the condition of her finger. Period. She is able to do most activities of daily living and work activities, but these would be diminished in terms of fine motor skill and heavy gripping, reaching, or lifting with the right hand. Period. And that is the end.